This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
We are headed out west. Game four between the Warriors and the Mavs.
On the hardwood.
Here we go. It is in Dallas tonight. The Mavs laying a point and a half at BetMGM. The Mavericks are minus 115 on the money line. The Warriors are minus 105. The total set at 215 and a half. The Warriors with a chance to get a sweep in this one after winning game three, 109-100. Otto Porter will not play for Golden State. Has a sore foot. Left the game early in that third game of this series. Chelsea, what happens tonight?
This is a tough one to handicap because all of the logic and reasoning, I think, points to the Warriors here, just because you're looking at a Mavericks team that's probably going to be worn down. And I guess the case for the other side is that eventually the Mavs are going to start making some threes. And when they do, usually it means good things because this is how they have won a good bit of their games in the postseason. Because we all know Luka's going to have a good game. Like, that's just going to happen. He's going to score at least 20. Even on his worst of nights, he's still scoring 20. But the problem is last game, they started 1 of 11 from the three-point line. You ain't going to win games against a team like the Warriors if you're starting off a game that cold from the three-point line, especially a Mavs team that lives and dies by the three ball. 53% of their shots in the postseason have come from behind the three-point line. That's an absurd amount of shots that are low-percentage shots, and that's the problem. You live and die by the three ball. A lot of times you're going to die by it, especially against a defense like the Warriors. And another thing is, how much energy do you expect from a Mavs team that's probably going to look worn down? Look at all the defensive looks and defensive effort that the Warriors have put on the Mavs this series. Look back at that series against the Nuggets. How gassed did Nikola Jokic look at the end of that series? And I'm wondering if we'll see a similar look on Luka's face tonight as he looks completely gassed from carrying this team and getting the kitchen sink thrown at him. Defensively, from Draymond, from Andrew Wiggins, who has also put him on a poster, also scraped his face real bad. So I'm just wondering if the Mavs have the energy tonight, because the motivation certainly will be there for Dallas, but is the motivation there for the Warriors? That is the million-dollar question. Do the Warriors have the motivation to keep their foot on the gas pedal?
Well, to me, that's the real question here. And if you're making a case for the Mavs, it's really difficult to make a case that Luka will get the help that he needs. Yeah, he got that in the previous series against the Suns. We have not seen that at all in this series. The only case you can make is that Golden State, whenever it has had a chance to eliminate a team in the first two rounds during this playoffs, they have not done it. They lost to Denver. They lost to Memphis when they had a chance to close things out. Then in the next game is when they finally got it done. I think maybe that's what happens here. Will Golden State show up ready to sweep? And I don't know, based on the two previous series, no. But it's hard to quantify a team's motivation, which is why when you see Mavs -1.5, it makes me think, all right, maybe Dallas gets one. Maybe they just get one. But you know what I find interesting too, Chelsea, is that we mentioned this earlier, when Luka scores at least 40 points in his career, the Mavs are 2-6 in the postseason. And yet, you look at his playoff prop, his scoring prop at BetMGM, and it's 34.5. So clearly, even though the Mavericks are favored, the book is also expecting Luka to score a lot of points. But when he scores a lot of points, the Mavs generally lose because he needs help. So those things don't really reconcile.
Right. And I'm trying to think of my favorite way to play this one. I think it's probably the Mavs in the first half, because I do think that they will have enough gas in the tank to at least play well in the first half. A lot of this depends on their shots falling, but I don't think they're going to start the night off 1 of 11 from the three-point line. So looking at first half odds over at BetMGM right now, if you like the Mavericks on the money line, they're minus 120. If you like them -0.5, that is minus 110. I think that's where my money would go if I had to place a bet in this game.
You were talking about motivational speeches. If I'm Jason Kidd and you want to be positive and motivate the Mavericks roster, I would say, hey, Reggie Bullock, come over here, buddy. I need you to score more than 0 points, which is what you scored in game three. Can you give me more than zero? Can you please do that? That's my guy. Yeah. Who else? Come over here. Maxi Kleber. Come over here, buddy. Maxi. I need more than 0 points. You gave us zero in game three. Can we get more than 0 points? Please, someone step up. I want to see some sort of semblance of life out of the Mavericks again. They're favored by a point and a half, but Luka has to get help. And I'm with you, Chelsea. How much energy does he have left in the tank? Because it does remind me of Nikola Jokic sitting on the bench looking completely depressed, like I'm the only guy here that came to play.
But the thing about the Mavs is when they do make their threes, which we've seen it, they've had some games in which they made a barrage of threes, and they can stay in games. So I think all those factors combined, maybe the Mavs come out hot here, and maybe they can, you know, be up in the first half. And that's where my money would be, just because I'm not sure if the complacency is a factor for the Warriors. But if it is, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw the Warriors come out a little sluggish in this one.
For more, listen to the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.